Hopefully all of you are looking at a copy of the scriptures this morning as we progress through Mark, still in chapter 1, unashamedly taking our time and looking at these things. This passage, like the other passages I've had the privilege of preaching here in Mark, even if it's just a few verses, gives me so many things to think about, so many things to study, that I run out of time quickly, and I just think, well, maybe someday I'll dig into that and that and that and that, just revealing the great wealth of God's Word. Let's do a little bit of review of how we got already to the 29th verse of this first chapter. You'll see in the first section, verses 1 through 8, that we're introduced to this beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark is very clear that he wants to tell you about Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. We're then met with this prophet John, who is a baptizer sent by God, fulfilling a promise made by God some nearly 700 years prior, that God would send a prophet to prepare a way for the Messiah, the servant of the Lord who would come and lead God's people out of exile, lead God's people out of oppression. Mark comes as one who is this prophet, and he says, speaking of Jesus, one comes behind me who is mightier than I, in verse 7. Then secondly, we see the baptism of Jesus, where Jesus is commissioned and empowered by God as the Messiah, as the servant of the Lord, as the Son of God sent for the good of God's people. And from here, from this commissioning and empowering, Jesus is sent into the wilderness like a sacrificial lamb, in a sense, to bear the burden, to bear the temptations of God's people. And Jesus alone comes out unscathed. Jesus alone meets Satan and wins. Following this, Jesus begins his ministry of preaching the gospel, which is this, we see in verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel, this good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. You must repent and believe. From here, Jesus calls disciples, and we saw that Jesus speaks to them and he simply says, follow me. And a miraculous event happens that we quickly look past, is that these men drop their nets and follow him. It's as if a mighty king called them by name and said, follow me, and they dropped everything they're doing and they followed him. Mark is pointing us to the remarkable authority of Jesus as the king in the kingdom of God. We saw last week that Jesus has called these disciples he's preaching, and that moved him in verse 21 into the synagogue in Capernaum on the Sabbath, where he stirs up demonic adversaries who are adversaries of his kingly rule. Jesus' authoritative teaching stirs up these enemies of God. It also stirs up the accolades of the people who are so impressed by this man. Who is this? And they even say in that passage, what is going on here? What is this, a teaching with authority? Jesus commands even unclean spirits and they obey him. People react to Jesus. And as we've said early already a couple of times in this series in Mark, if you see Jesus or if you think about Jesus and you have no strong reaction one way or another, you are not actually seeing him. The people who saw Jesus, the people who heard Jesus, did not fall asleep. And yet our churches in so many places like Charleston and other places all across the world, people are sleeping in churches. People are sleeping on Sundays. People have not rightly seen Jesus, but it's clear that if you rightly see Jesus, you cannot stay asleep. Then in verse 29, our passage for this morning, we see this continuation of a day in the life of Jesus as the Sabbath continues, as Jesus goes into the house of Simon and Andrew, and the scene shifts and changes a bit. The big idea I want to get across, the big idea I think Mark is getting across from our passage this morning, is that the healing ministry of Jesus, the Son of God, reveals a compassionate and conquering king. Okay, let me say that again for you note takers. This is how I'm going to progress through this text. The healing ministry of Jesus that we see in this passage reveals that Jesus, the Son of God, is a compassionate and conquering king. The first point I want to make about the healing ministry of Jesus is that there is a confusion about his identity. Okay, look at verse 21, as Brian so skillfully handled last week, helping us immensely, is that it says in verse 21 that Jesus and his disciples went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath they entered the synagogue. And then in verse 29 it says they left the synagogue that very same day. Now, what we get in verses 21 and through 31 is a day in the life of Jesus. It's helpful to know that in this particular cultural setting, a day begins at sundown and ends at sundown. Okay? So in verse 32, it says, At evening, the sun went down, and we'll talk about that later, but we should understand that as a new day. So what we have here is the healing ministry of Jesus in the course of one day. I think it's helpful to see this passage because I think what Mark is doing is he's saying, let me tell you about a day following Jesus. Let me tell you a bit about what it was like to be with him for 24 hours. Okay? So we see that here in this passage. The next thing I want you to see is that Mark is giving a large overview or a quick overview, excuse me, of what the healing ministry, the healing power of Jesus was like. We saw in the passage last week that in the synagogue, Jesus engages with one demon-possessed person. Jesus engages this person and he casts the demon out. Okay, so we have an example of Jesus' power over demons. The second miracle that we see here in our passage here, starting in verse 29, is that Jesus engages a